Welcome to the HomeKit 5 podcast. We talk every week about the latest news in the Apple ecosystem for smart homes. I'm your host, Josh Owens, along with my co-host, Braden Owens. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to HomeKit 5. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about Acara.
Yeah.
Twinkly. Smart Wings. Hadn't heard of that one before. TurnC and Acara again.
Yep.
All right. So I will say we've had a little time off. We went out of town and we weren't here. And then Braden, you were sick last weekend.
I was sick this weekend.
Just dealing with the usual fall stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's dive into the show, though.
Yep. All right. So first Acara story. They have added functionality to their E1 drivers, which I feel like we're talking about Acara and their E1 drivers like every week now. But some of the functionality they've added is you can adjust the speed of which it operates.
Mm-hmm.
It now has a scenario, which I'm assuming is like similar to scenes. And then you can also do some if-then statements in the Acara app. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. It's kind of cool that they are allowing you to adjust the motor speed.
Yeah.
Low, medium, and high. This one still is not available in the US as far as I know. It's just the UK and China.
And China, yeah.
Interesting. This one kind of came out of nowhere. Twinkly added full HomeKit certified integration on a ton of their devices. So if you have their Cluster, Curtain, Icicle Flex, or Lime products and their Gen 2, there's a firmware out now. And my understanding is like Gen 2's pretty old. If you bought in like the last year or two, you probably have a Gen 2. So you can upgrade that firmware and add it to HomeKit. I will say that there are some things that don't necessarily work excuse me, in HomeKit, but are supported in the Twinkly app. So like if you have the Flex product, it's got multi-zone support inside one single strip, which is pretty cool. But that's not a thing you can turn on in HomeKit. So right. It's similar to the Onvis Chameleon. Although I will say Onvis has recently added support so that you can push the multicolor modes in as scenes through HomeKit and then kick those off. So that's kind of cool. I haven't done that yet, but kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of cool. Honestly, I'm thinking maybe they're going to have a Black Friday sale and we might have to pick some of these up and give them a review for the holiday season.
Yeah, definitely great timing to do that. All right, Smart Wings. This is another option for HomeKit-enabled smart blinds. So they came out with this. It has three control options. You can just use like a remote that it comes with. You can have it work with Amazon's Alexa along with HomeKit. And so these, the starting price on these is like $154, and then it tops out at around $200. They're currently offering free shipping within the U.S. And the blinds, they have a built-in motor, and they are battery-operated, and that can be charged via a micro USB port. They claim 4 to 6 months of usage. They use Bluetooth.
Well, it looks like they use Zigbee for Alexa, but then they use Bluetooth for HomeKit, which I thought was interesting. I guess to get Zigbee to work, you'd have to have a hub for HomeKit. Yeah. So definitely kind of cool. And there's also speculation, depending on the type of chip that they actually used to get the Bluetooth access, it's entirely possible that it could be a thread-capable chip that could be upgraded via firmware. So not a guarantee, but definitely a possibility. We'll just have to see as things progress. It's nice to see another option kind of out there on the market.
Yeah.
So pretty cool. All right. Turnsy has released a dual mode ceiling light for HomeKit, the Bevion Smart Ceiling Light. Bevion. Bevion. I don't know. It's definitely weird spelling. So similar to the Aqara L1 light, this uses Zigbee 3 communication. So if you have their hub, you'll be able to add this to HomeKit, and it is not a color light, but instead just a warm to cool whites. So it can do 2800 Kelvin up to 6500 Kelvin. That's a pretty broad range. And then, yeah, it's suspected there's a Bluetooth chip in this as well, but I don't think they've released those specs, so it's entirely possible it might work without the hub. But it does support adaptive lighting, which is pretty cool. And it comes in two diameters. So they have like an 11, almost 12 inch, and then an almost 16 inch light surface. Interesting. So it only supports 220 to 240 volt. They're working on 110 to 120 premier, 120 volt premier version that'll be out later in Taiwan, and then should be work in places like Japan and North America. So that's gotta be a hard thing, right? Like I'm gonna be a light maker, but we've got like two or three standards we need to adhere to. Tough.
Yep. All right. Aqara again. They have released something quite peculiar. They have released a special edition of their G3 hub. It's a little Mars edition.
It kind of looks like an astronaut.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's funny, right? Like, they definitely played into the whole G3 hub kind of looking like an astronaut. So this one comes with some special screen printing on the hub itself, and then it also comes with a little backpack that attaches to the back magnetically. Functionality wise, it is the exact same as a G3 hub. It just it's just like a little special edition.
Yeah. And
the box also is different as well. It like folds out from the middle of the box, and then it looks like a little I don't know, like a little base on a Mars.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. They said it's a nod to China's first rover mission on Mars that happened earlier this year. I don't know, it's kind of cool. I mean, the G3, it's got 2K recording, USB-C power port, facial recognition, the IR blaster, pan tilt mode. So I think it's got a lot of cool features. And it acts as a hub. And in our testing with the G2 hub, like that thing was pretty instantaneous. So, you know, if you're looking to get the Zigbee 3.0 hub and you don't have one yet, this could be a fun buy. It looks like it is available on the company's EU site. So if you are looking to pick this up, you're like a Mars head, I guess. It's definitely available. And yeah, I would definitely go check out their website. This just looks like the G3, though.
It did say it's a limited edition release.
Maybe it's all gone.
Oh, no.
We're telling you about a thing you might not even be able to get. I don't know.
That would be so mean.
That would be mean. Yeah. Anyway, I guess you can always be on the lookout on eBay if it's all gone. They do have the regular G3 up. At least that's what the link in the article takes us to. You can get the little cat-eared version too. yeah. So anyway, thanks for tuning in this week. I don't think we have anything else going on. So as always, we appreciate you watching and listening. And if you haven't already, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We very much appreciate 5-star reviews there. And we always love hearing from you in the comments on YouTube if you're watching there. Or if you listened, you can always go over to YouTube and leave us a comment too. That's where we like to chat back and forth with people. And yeah, we'll see you in the next episode.